Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to someone in customer service about my loan abatement, please.
About your loan?
Reduction.
I can either... Oh, the loan reduction. You need to talk to Kara Reese. She's not in yet. I can take a message.
No, I've got to talk to somebody. I'm not doing a message this time. I've been getting the runaround from you guys since last week. I told them yesterday that I needed a call back. Nobody called me back. They charged me the full amount, and I'm about to stop paying you entirely if I don't talk to somebody about this right now.
What is the name of your business?
Nashville Discount Roofing Supply.
Just 1 second. Are you the owner of the business?
I am the owner.
Okay. And what is your name, please?
Jason Corson.
Jason, and what last name?
C-O-U-R-S-O-N, Corson. Jason, did you forward me that information yesterday?
Okay. So you worked with Nicole. And that's the payments on your working capital?
Correct.
Okay. So you need to contact the processors on Deck Capital. You need to call on Deck Capital's customer service, not ours. And it's on your documents. Or do you have the online access to your account?
As far as I understand, when I dealt with this before and I got the reduction in place, I didn't deal with OnDeck. I dealt with you guys. Am I mistaken?
No, you're probably mistaken. Because we do not process payments.
And no, but you set the terms of the loan. You set the terms of the loan.
Right. We set the terms of the loan, but we do not process it. So, I mean, process the payment.
Yeah, I'm not calling OnDeck. I've got to speak to somebody at Bank of Cardiff because the 30-day reduction period. The 30-day reduction period is up.
What do you mean, 30 days reduction
period? They gave me a 30-day reduced payment. Okay.
Okay.
I knew last week that term was almost coming to an end. I began calling you
sorry,
guys.
I'm sorry. Who gave you this? Who
Bank
gave
of
you
Cardiff.
The reduction?
Bank of Cardiff.
Who? Okay. Who did you talk to?
I don't remember. Nicole McFarland is the originator on the loan.
Yeah. So I can give Nicole the message. That's all I can
do. No, I'm not doing messages because you guys don't return calls. I've been going through this since last Thursday. Hello?
And who did you talk to? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Who did you talk to?
I have talked to just about everybody there. I mean, I have talked to more people. I don't even know who all I've talked to. I've talked to a bunch of people. But I'm telling you, I'm willing to keep paying you what I have been paying you, which is $300. But the cutoff time to get this resolved so that they don't pull $800 out of my account is 11 o'clock. That's an hour and a half from now. I've been trying to resolve this problem since last week, and what I'm telling you is if I don't get somebody on the bank phone from the Bank of Cardiff to get this resolved, I'm going to cancel the ACH and stop paying the loan because I'm not going to continue to pay the full amount when I'm financially unable to do so.
Okay.
So the option is I either get somebody on the phone now that can resolve this, or I'm just going to quit paying you and wait till somebody actually calls me.
Okay.
Because nobody's calling back.
I promise you someone will. But that's all I can do. I will give it to the right people who need to resolve it.
Do you understand that's the fourth time I've heard that from Bank of Cardiff? I'm always getting, I'll call you. I'm not accepting that. You're going to have to get a supervisor on the phone or whatever. I understand you're doing your job.
I cannot get anybody on the phone right now. For you, I can only take a message. So I'm very sorry.
Are you the answering service?
No, I'm not.
Are you just an answering service?
No, I'm not. I'm not the answering service.
Then why can I not speak to someone?
Nobody can resolve this problem. That's the only one department which is not in yet because it's 7 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
You're explaining me something logical. Okay. All right. Here's my problem. What time do they arrive in San Diego? What time do they get in the office?
Usually by 8.
Okay. So an 8 o'clock in San Diego is already after 10 o'clock here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call my bank and I'm going to instruct them not to accept any further ACH payments from you guys because it's not going to get in before the 11 o'clock cutoff. If somebody will, they'll get around to call me back maybe 11, 12, 1, lunch their time, they're not going to take it seriously because they haven't taken it seriously so far. But I'm telling you, I'm taking it seriously, and I'm not being rude with you. I'm just telling you how it is. And I know that this is kind of out of your jurisdiction.
I understand your frustration. I will let everyone know, everyone who needs to know about it. I promise you, and I hope it will be resolved.
All right, so I need a number because I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them at the moment. I need you to give me the number of who to call. I'm going to call them as soon as they open. So what is the good number for me to call?
You mean you're going to call bank or you're going to call? Call home.
No, I'm going to call somebody from Bank of Cardiff and try to get this resolved amicably.
Oh.
But I need a contact number so that I don't have to call back and you don't have to deal with me anymore.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Her name is Kara Rees.
All right.
And her extension is 3318.
Okay. What's the number to call Kara at?
Oh, 858-866-8525.
85, what was the last four? 85?
25.
Thank you very much. Please forward my information to them.
Absolutely, I will. Bye-bye.